It's been good. You know, I've really enjoyed the development camp. I think it's very well run. I think Jimmy Roy's really managed it well. You know, it's really not an evaluation process for, not for me, and I don't think for us. There's a lot of skill development and just trying to teach players how to work the right way. And I've liked them. I think a lot of guys look really good. And I've liked some of the ability to be able to see the young players from last year and see them now, how they've matured and how they've gotten better. And clearly some guys have really picked up a stride, or their skills gotten better. They got a little bit bigger. So it's good to see. On Trouba? I like him, big guy. You know, I met Jacob a bit at the draft and got a chance to talk to him. But he looks good. He looks good out here. I like to watch players think, you know, in drills that see their hockey sense. We haven't done a whole lot of that, but I really like him a lot. He shoots the puck really well, and I like the way he's worked along with a lot of other guys.
Do you guys have any preference as to whether or not a player goes through the junior ranks or whether or not takes the collegiate route?
Not for me personally. You know, I have no. I came through the junior route, but I don't have a preference. I think it really depends on the player, and I think it's important that he's comfortable with what he wants to do and how he goes about it. Because there's different ways to get to the National Hockey League if that's their goal, and there's different time frames. And you know, some people have a tendency to always think, well, you got to make it by this age. Well, some guys aren't ready at that age, and we see it all the time. So. For me, it makes no difference which route they take, as long as they enjoy it and they have fun doing it and they feel it's the right choice for them.
Obviously, a lot of people are paying attention to Scheifele coming in, and he's packed on some pounds since last year. What's the biggest difference that you're seeing from what you saw during training camp or early on in the season to where he is?
Well, I think he's gotten a little heavier. You know, I think that. You're sitting here in July. I'm not making too many assessments and evaluations on how they look now. You know, I don't sit here and look at Mark and say, well, Mark's, ooh, he looks a lot closer now, or he's not closer, or I'm disappointed that he's this or that. I don't assess or evaluate in those scenarios. He looks more comfortable. He looks fit. He looks like he's preparing himself. But I think we have to wait to see what takes place in September and go from there. There's just too much stuff in between that can take place. And, you know, I think he's put on some pounds. He wants to put on more. You know, you got to make sure that you're putting on the right way and you're able to carry it as well. But I think that we're helping him monitor that stuff.
A lot of the players this week have talked about the away from hockey, the cooking and life lessons and that kind of stuff. Is that maybe one of the big things in your eyes? You've seen a lot of the young guys go up through the ranks and learn what it takes to be a pro away from the rink too?
Well, there's a lot of things. I think there's a lot of facets that really help players. I think that Jimmy's done a really good job in a lot of areas, not only on the ice but off the ice, and in controlling some of those things, because it's really hard to expect a 19-year-old to come into training camp and all of a sudden know everything or be this guy that's going to embrace this is I'm ready to go now. Because the biggest thing you find is that they don't have as much experience because they're younger, and a lot of times they don't realize what level of commitment that's required to play at this level. And usually they go through one training camp, maybe a second, before they really get an understanding of how tough it really is and how well the NHL players work and how much they invest into themselves. And it's really, that's the biggest thing, is that for me, as young guys, they underestimate how tough, how much these guys work. Like, for example, yesterday we had a player come in and work with us, one of our players, work with the young guys, and that was impressive. I mean, our guys, you know, showing them how, not showing them how, but he's lifting weights that are twice the barbells that the other ones are, and they're whipping them up and down there. I'm thinking, whew. The puck went in the corner, I would think I would say, you go get it first. I'll worry about trying to contain you rather than you run me, because it was impressive. You know, and that's that's what you don't know. And there's no way of, we try to expedite the process. We try to expedite all this stuff, and you try to help them as much as you can, but a lot of stuff they have to go through and they have to see firsthand.
I think a guy like Lucas Sutter might have a better handle on what it does take, given his family history.
I think he does. I think just the fact that you come from the bloodlines that he comes from and being around it all the time, you have a pretty good handle on the ups and downs of all your other uncles, cousins, whatever, and what they've gone through, that you can actually learn from watching them, and not only watching them succeed, but watching them struggle. And, you know, if you have that front row seat and things like that, I think that it's clearly you have a little bit of an advantage there. And I think that, you know, it makes you be better off for it. It might help your maturity a little bit quicker. But sometimes other guys pass you because they learn different ways, you know. But I think it's certainly an advantage for him.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks.